I'm good. This is Shane Dale. How can I help you?
Are you familiar with the program where a caregiver gets paid for taking care of their loved ones?
Yes. Yeah, I can help you with. Do you need services for yourself or for a family member?
No, I'm the caregiver,
Oh,
and
okay.
it's my mother. So I was wondering, I wanted information about that program. I don't know
Sure.
how it works.
So if she has Medicaid and medical conditions, she qualifies for home care, which you can have, which you could be the caregiver and get paid. It wouldn't cost her anything. It's a Medicaid funded program. So this is the first time she's applying for home care.
Well, I haven't made that decision yet. I'm also a POA.
Okay.
I really wanted detailed information of how that works, and I don't know the
Okay.
affiliation of the of like your agency. What does your agency have to do with her if she's at home
Okay.
with me?
So I would take her information and then we would do a call to the state and they will ask
I'm
some
sorry.
questions.
You would do a call to the state, which means you're sending out information to the state,
So we're not
right?
sending any, no, we're not sending anything. They just ask a few questions. And they submit like a referral for the home care, and then she will be assigned like an assessor, it's called, someone that will have her assessed, and will go through like they will go over all her medical conditions, and then they will, according to that, they will have her approved for home care, and it depends on her conditions. They will have her approved for like a certain amount of hours a week. It works with the weekly hours. She could be approved for 10 hours a week or 20 hours a week. It depends. But that's the amount of hours that you will be able to work for her every week.
Okay. All right. And what is the going pay rate for that, you know?
It
What
would
determines
be in
that?
the range of 15.
In the range of 15.
15, yeah.
50, are you saying 15?
15, 15.
Okay, thank you so much.
But it could be a family member, but if there is, I mean, if you decide that you don't want to do it, we could send also one of our caregivers from like a company caregiver.
No, I wouldn't want anybody else
Oh,
over
you won't.
her, and she lives with me, and I was just a couple of people just talking about it, and I didn't know the details of the information. And how do you determine the hours? Is it like a clock in system or something?
Yeah, so once you approve her hours and then we'll have you onboarded as a caregiver, then yeah, there is a clock in system. Correct. You clock in and out every shift.
Okay, so this income, is it biweekly, every 2 weeks, once
Weekly.
monthly, or how?
Weekly.
It's weekly.
Yeah.
Okay, is it also is it add this to your like tax deduction on a taxes or something when you report your income or
It's a
with your
regular
taxes
income.
or how do... Okay, so there's deductions coming out like
Yeah.
insurance and taxes and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate
Sure.
that.
If you want to go ahead, then I can help you with doing the transfer to the
I
state.
don't think so. I don't think so. Thank you so
May I
much.
know
I appreciate
why?
that. Do I know why?
Why you don't think that you want to go ahead and do the apply for home care for your
No, I
mom?
don't think so. I don't, I, no, I don't, because just to me, for me now, I'm just saying, for me, it's more bothersome than helpful. I don't see the gain in that, you know.
Why are you saying
You
so?
might
It's
get a
very
couple.
simple. I mean, if you want to go ahead and apply, then I would just take her Medicaid ID and her address, which is a few simple information, and then I'll have you transferred over right to the state, and they will have send in a.
I guess another thing that bothers me, I don't want anybody coming in doing assessments. in my home. I don't want to. I don't want to be bothered with people coming in doing home inventories and bitch and all this kind of stuff. Even though I don't have anything to hide, but I just, you know, I've worked with the government and I work with state people and I know all of that rigmarole that's going on, and I just don't want to be bothered with it. You know, I take care of my mother 24/7, and she's a very delightful person and easy to care for. But this was something that I had heard about, and I was curious about the details of it. And, you know, if you're paying $15 an hour, she might get 4 hours, she might get 6 hours, she might get 20 hours. That's undetermined by you, is determined by the assessor that comes in. So, okay, when you finish with taxes and everything else coming out, you're down to $12 an hour for, let's say, 6 hours. And for all that paperwork and all that other stuff that's involved with it, I just don't.
But yeah, it's up to you. I understand, but I would say it's pretty simple to apply, and it's just a one-time thing to have assessment, and then once she's approved, it could be for years, and just, I know, even if you don't end up with too much money, but it's still better than nothing.
It's better
but
than
if
nothing,
you,
that's
yeah,
true enough.
If you change your mind, whatever, you can call me back anytime, but if you want, if you still, I would be able to happy to help you to start to have you her apply for home care. So just let me know.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, sure. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.